incoming message.
You know what nobody puts on their vision board? Discomfort. No one is out here saying, this year I really hope to feel wildly uncomfortable, emotionally raw, and like I'm unraveling just a little bit in public. But let me tell you something. Discomfort is the gym membership your soul didn't ask for, but absolutely needs. And let me tell you why. Happiness without contrast, that's just background noise. You ever notice how a hot shower feels like a spa day after you've been freezing cold? That's contrast. It's not a curse, it's a gift with really bad rapping. Discomfort is the part of the story where the hero is like, this is terrible. Everything is falling apart. And then, voila, growth, transformation, plot twist, cue the music. We've been trained to avoid discomfort like it's gluten. But discomfort is not your enemy. Discomfort is the very thing that teaches us how to appreciate the comfort when it arrives. It sharpens our awareness. It wakes us up to what we really want. It builds our resilience. Think of it as the emotional kale. Chewy, bitter, but good for you. And guess what? You don't get to the light by skipping the dark. That's not how contrast works. Happiness isn't some magical destination with a smoothie bar. It's the reward for staying the course, doing the work, and learning how to sit in the mess long enough to understand it. So, the next time life hands you a situation that feels like a total disaster, don't just ask, why is this happening to me? Try asking, what muscle is this building in me?
Spoiler alert.
It's usually the good ones, like courage or clarity or the ability to say no without a nervous rash. And if all else fails, just remember, without the lows, the highs would feel like Tuesdays. So breathe through that discomfort. It's not a detour, it's the path.